Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting second, the third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third, the left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth, the catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth, the pitcher, Tom Morgan. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tom Morgan. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Wilson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Wilson. And now, play ball. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Simpson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani strikes out. One out. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 1 in the game. Groff hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeezes hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pisani hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards third. Phillips reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive towards first. Simpson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-2 in the game. Groff hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Thompson and he is safe. Landis steals second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Simpson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Simpson. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Skeezes moves to second. One out. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pisani strikes out. Two outs. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Phillips hits a line drive towards third. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 3 in the game. Groff hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 3 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez moves to third. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Batty to Phillips. The throw back to home, and Lopez is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing right field. Lou Skeezes now playing left field. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeezes hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-3 in the game. Pisani hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Groth. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-3 in the game. Landis is walked intentionally. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Earl Batty. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Landis moves to second. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Fred Hatfield. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff fields it and throws to home to get Rivera. Landis moves to third. Esposito moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy pinch runs for Ron Northey. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Jim Wilson. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.